May the Lord help us to commence our worship with hymn number 96. And if we cannot sing this hymn with assurance, may we be enabled to sing it with desire. Now I have found the ground wherein my anchor, hope, shall firm remain. The wounds of Jesus for my sin before the world's foundation slain, whose mercy shall unshaken stay when heaven and earth are fled away. Hymn number 96.
Thank you. from the Holy Word of God, we will read together the second epistle to Timothy, chapters 3 and 4. Paul's second epistle to Timothy, chapters 3 and 4. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce-breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses, and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, or various lusts, ever learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further. For their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, throughly furnished unto all good works. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica. Crescens to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark, and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. And Tychicus have I sent to Ephesus. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Of whom be thou ware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Salute Prisca and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus abode at Corinth, but Trophimus have I left at Miletum sick. Do thy diligence to come before winter. Eubulus greeteth thee, and Pudens, and Linus, and Claudia, and all the brethren. The Lord Jesus Christ be with thy spirit. Grace be with you. Amen. May God bless that reading of his holy word to us, and may he teach us how to pray. Most merciful and gracious, almighty Lord God in heaven, once more we are favoured to gather in this house of prayer. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that as we come into this house of prayer this evening, our desire might be to worship thee in spirit and in truth. Oh, we do thank thee for the mercies that have been shown to us in bringing us here this evening. And we pray that there might be that purpose of love and mercy toward us each. For Lord, we have met according to thy will. And who can tell whether the Lord will bless us here this evening? Oh, we come encouraged by thy word. For Lord Jesus, thou hast said that where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. And Lord, we believe that there are more than two or three here this evening who are gathered in thy name. And so, Lord, our expectation is raised that thy presence is with us here this evening. But Lord, we would plead for thy presence to be known and felt. We pray that thou wilt be a God nigh at hand, that thou wilt, Lord, look upon us in mercy and pity, and grant to us each that help we need. Want to speak, and each of us to listen, and bless thy word to the good of our souls, we pray. We pray for thy Spirit's presence in our hearts, in this place, in the homes of those that listen in on the internet. And we pray that thou wilt pour out thy Spirit. And Lord, we pray that there may be power. Power attending the word. Power in the hearts of those that listen. Power, Lord, to open the ears of those that are deaf. And to grant that living faith. Power to apply the word of life to us, and power to lift us above earthly things, things that would hinder, things that would distract. Power, Lord, that we may see no man save Jesus only. Oh, we do pray and plead for thy gracious help. We stand in need of thy help. Each time we attend to the things of God, each time we worship, we read thy word, we seek to pray. Lord, thou knowest the conflict, the warfare that goes on within us and around us. Oh, we do pray that thou art arise for our help. Be that wall of fire round about us and the glory in the midst. Lord, we ask that thou would help each, Lord, and be with them as they seek to continue day by day in their lives. Thou knowest each pathway, each case. Lord, thou knowest each need. Lord, thou knowest how we've come here this evening. Oh, we do pray that thy word might meet our case. Lord, we pray that there might be those things for us to feed on. There might be those things, Lord, granted through the service of thy house this evening. Those things for us to hope in. Those things, Lord, for us to lay hold of by faith. Oh, how we need the application of thy word. Apply it, Lord, to our case. Apply it to our lives. Lord, teach us those things that we need to learn. Lord, do instruct us in the way. May thy Spirit's teaching go on continually, day by day. For Lord, we have so much to learn. May we learn more of ourselves, so that we trust ourselves less, so that we, Lord, understand our weakness, our frailty, and the shortness of our lives. May we know and learn and be taught more of thy word, more of thy ways, more of thyself, dear Lord Jesus, more of the things of God. Oh, may our faith increase along with our knowledge. Lord, how we need that living faith to be mixed with our hearing and our reading. And we pray, Lord, that as we are brought to know more and more of thee, oh, we might see more and more need of thee. Oh, that our hope, our faith, our trust might be in thee, and that we might know the love of God shed abroad in our heart. Lead us then, we humbly pray. Oh Lord, do lead us in that right path. Lord, keep us in that right way. Leave us not, Lord, to wander off. Lord, our own wisdom, our own sinful hearts will choose that wrong way, left to ourselves. Lord, we do pray that thou wilt put thy hand upon us and direct our feet into that way of perfect peace and keep us in that right way. For Lord, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Leave us not then to be almost right. Oh Lord, leave us not to come short, for almost right is far off and undone. Oh, we pray that thy work might appear in our lives. And Lord, we pray that thou wilt bless us indeed. Oh, grant us that liberty of thy children. Grant us, Lord, that we may know our adoption. Oh, we pray that we may know something of the love of God in our hearts, those tokens and evidences that we are indeed born of thy Spirit, numbered among thy children. Grant us, Lord, that full assurance of faith. Lord, we pray that we may know that peace of God, which passeth all understanding. Grant us, Lord, that as we journey onward day by day, our knowledge, our understanding, our faith, our love may grow. May we grow in grace. Lord, may we not be satisfied with a far-off religion, following afar off. Oh, but may we be brought nigh by the blood of Jesus. Oh, that we might dare to approach in and through thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus. Lord, we are sinners, and we feel at times we can barely take the precious name of the Lord Jesus upon our lips. Yet, Lord, we are encouraged, oh, that he still receives sinners to himself. And he is that way, the truth and the life. Oh, and Lord, pressed with our sin, to whom else can we go? Oh, then, Lord, may thy gracious hand reach out and draw us to thyself. And may we find acceptance in the Beloved. Even this night, we pray. Bring us into Oh, that inner court. May there be an entering into the holiest of all, thereby that new and living way. Oh, Lord, we do pray, lead us to thyself, and may we find rest for our souls. Oh, Lord, may we find rest from temptation. Oh, do banish the enemy of souls from us. Grant us, Lord, that we may have an hour in thy courts, free from his temptations and distractions. And may we know the sweetness of the things of God in our hearts. Lord, bless those that may be here or listening that feel cast down, disappointed, discouraged. Maybe there are those who feel weary and heavy laden, pressed with many things, many cares. Lord, we do pray that those weary ones might find some rest in the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, may they come unto thee, dear Lord Jesus, and find in thee a great and wondrous burden bearer, one who is able to succour them that are tempted. Lord, we pray for those that have heavy things. We think particularly of the Baker family. Benji and Lydia, we do pray for them. And the wider family, Lord, do help them at this time of sorrow and sadness. Oh Lord, we pray that thou draw near and comfort each heart. And may these things prove to be for the good of many souls. And may thy name be glorified, dear Lord Jesus, as we pray and trust, Lord, that thou bring them safely through, bearing them up, that they will prove underneath are the everlasting arms. And so help each one, Lord, with their various needs. Thou knowest, Lord, our pathways. All is known to thee. Be with those, Lord, who may have things well with them. Time of rejoicing. We would rejoice with those that rejoice. And we do pray that thou art bless and be with the children and watch over them in this strange time in which we're living. Lord, thy judgments are upon our land and nation, upon the churches, in some respects, Lord, on each one of us. We do pray that even the youngest among them might hear thy voice in these things. And may this time of the pandemic and this period of great uncertainty be used to stir up hearts, to search for those things which are certain, those things which shall remain. Oh, may we be led to Jesus Christ. Oh, that the same yesterday and today and forever. Lord, we do praise thee and thank thee for the wonders of salvation. Oh, the glories of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Oh, may we be found often pondering and considering him. Oh, may we be laid low at his feet. May a precious Christ be risen up in our estimation. May we truly worship him in spirit and in truth. May we see in him the meeting, the answering of all our need. Oh, may we be brought to look away from ourselves and look to him. Oh, lead us to Christ, our only rest. Oh, we pray for the Spirit of the Lord to lead us to Jesus Christ, and there to find our heaven. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou would help us then, and bless this cause of truth. Lord, we do pray, particularly this week, we think of the desire amongst our churches to pray together for our nation. Lord, we pray for that pouring out of a spirit of real earnest prayer. Lord, that we might truly sigh and cry for the abominations done in the land, and plead that thou wilt return and smile upon us again. Lord, we look back not that long ago to better days, and oh, we pray that thou wilt return. We pray that thou wilt build up the churches, and we pray that thou wilt fill the empty pews and gather in from the congregation into the church. Oh Lord, glorify thyself even in these days in which we live. Oh Lord, thou art still the same. Thou art still on the throne. Thou hast not lost any power to save. Lord, hard hearts we have, hard cases we have, but thou art the Lord, the God of all flesh. And thou didst say, is there anything too hard for me? Oh, may that be in our minds as we hope to meet this coming Saturday for prayer. Is there anything too hard for me? Lord, have mercy upon us then, we pray. Those things we fail to ask for, Lord, thou knowest we need. Supply them in thy mercy and love. And bless us here this evening. And take us home in peace and safety. We ask, Lord Jesus, for that washing from all our sin. And cover us in that robe of thy providing. We ask, Lord Jesus, in thy name. Amen.
Hymn number 13. God's mercy is forever sure, eternal is his name. As long as life and speech endure, my tongue this truth proclaim. Hymn number 13.
turn with me to the second epistle to Timothy, chapter 3. With the Lord's help this evening, I'll speak to you from verse 14. Paul's second epistle to Timothy, chapter 3, and the 14th verse. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Paul's second epistle to Timothy, chapter 3. With the Lord's help, I'll speak to you from verse 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Paul is near the end of his earthly ministry. This is the final letter recorded in the Word of God at the pen of Paul. We read in the fourth chapter, we read, he says in verse 6, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. This was his life as a minister of the Lord, ministering the Word of God. I have fought a good fight. This is him as a child of God, professing the name of God in this world of sin. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. A wonderful thing if, when we are brought to the end of our days here below, the same could be said of us. If we could say the same as Paul, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Some begin to profess, don't they? Begin to profess the name of the Lord. They begin to walk in the ways of the Lord. They begin to do the things set out in the Word of God. They follow some of the precepts in the Gospel. But how many finish their course? This is a distinguishing mark of whether your religion and my religion is real. Beginning in the ways, in the things of God, is a wonderful thing. Finishing in the things of God is an even more wonderful thing. It is that which seals all the things that we've professed. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, going forward, set before him, to come, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearance. Love his appearing. Oh, beloved friends, may we be blessed with a a spirit of self-examination. The Word of God says, tells us to ponder the path of our feet. What path we are on. Are we walking in that way everlasting? Are we walking in that right way? Are our feet on that right path? I remember driving. I was going to a service on Sunday morning. I was trying to follow. Before I had a phone with all the days, really, I suppose, of maps and things on phones, I had this sat-nav in my car placed on the dashboard. And I was driving along this motorway, and there appeared to be four lanes, maybe more than that. And I was in this lane. And it looked as though the two lanes were on my left were marked with a bit more of a heavier line. And as I was driving, it appeared I was on the right way. And then there appeared to be this barrier that appeared between those two lanes and the lanes I was on. And I still appeared to be on the right way. And on I carried. And then all of a sudden, I looked at the sat-nav and the screen showed the red line that I should be on swerving off to the left. And that's what the road did. The road on the other side of the barrier swerved off to the left, and I went off to the right. All that while, I thought I was on the right way. I was on the right lane. I was heading the right direction. But there came to a time of separation. There came to a time where those two paths divided. And I was convinced I was on the right one. But time proved I wasn't. The dividing time proved I wasn't. I was heading the wrong way. All the while we were side by side, it looked like I was on the right one. But all the while I'd been on the wrong one. Oh, what a solemn thought. May we not be left in with that same blindness, with that same sin of presumption. May we seek daily in true earnestness, an earnest desire to be right, an earnest desire to be ready, to be on that right path, on that right way, that way which leads to eternal life. I had to take a detour. It wasn't that great a trouble. It was an inconvenience. Oh, may we not make those same mistakes. But continue thou in the things that thou hast learned and hast been assured of. Paul's writing to Timothy. He's younger. He's beginning his ministry. He's a more years ahead of him to serve the Lord, to minister in the Word. Paul is at the end of his course. He writes to encourage him. He writes to warn him. He writes to instruct him. And in this chapter 3, Paul speaks of the wickedness, of the last days. What does he mean by the last days? the gospel days, the last phase, if you like, of last period of time. It's the days in which we live. These last days which Paul writes of, beginning at the preaching of the gospel. The gospel days. Those days, dear friends, which have been going on for nearly 2,000 years. The last days. And he speaks of those things which will happen, which will be seen in these last days. And these things can discourage, will discourage, except we are warned, except we are instructed, except we're prepared in knowledge, in our heads, to expect these things. But above all, that we are prepared in our hearts and we're looking unto Jesus as these things unfold. Men shall be lovers of their own selves. You can read that list in your own time again. And don't we see it in the day in which we live? And no doubt that Timothy and the early church saw it even in their day. And how cast down and how discouraging and how disappointing. Reading through this again this afternoon, verse 11 struck me. He speaks of persecutions and afflictions which came unto me, this is unto Paul, at Antioch. At Antioch. Where Christians were first called Christians, at Antioch. And at Iconium and Lystra. And Paul could have listed more, but he lists three places where Timothy had been with Paul. So Timothy could well understand what Paul spoke of. And he reminds him of these persecutions and afflictions which came unto me at those three places. What persecutions I endured. And Timothy, you know it. And don't be surprised when persecutions and afflictions come. It is through much tribulation. If they persecuted me, says Paul, they will persecute you. They persecuted the Lord Jesus, and if they persecuted him, how much more his followers? Well, there is some encouragement here this evening. Because if you are enduring persecution and affliction for the truth's sake, what a confirmation. If you're enduring it for doing wrong, what a sad thing. But if you are enduring and suffering persecutions, afflictions, troubles, because of the truth's sake, how soul-confirming that is. It's not pleasant. No, it's not pleasant. But how soul-confirming that this is and will come. Followers of him. A despised and rejected saviour by many. You identify with yourself with him. You make it known to the world around you, to those that you work with, to those at school, to those in your family maybe. I don't know what your family are like. You identify yourself with a despised master. At times you will suffer for that. for a season. For a season. Moses, we're told, he suffered affliction. He chose. He rejected the things of Egypt. He rejected all that he had in Egypt. Through his adoption into Pharaoh's family, he refused that. There's something in there. And he chose to identify himself with the despised people of God. You know, you might see an attraction in the people of God, and in a day of great spiritual prosperity in a nation, identify yourself willingly, because it's a day of great blessing. But then when some hardness, some trouble, some difficulty comes, how many fall away? How many in the day of our Lord Jesus walked no more with him? Oh, what a grief. What a sadness it is when these things happen. We're told in John chapter 6, verse 66, from that time, many of his disciples, his closer followers, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Will you also go away? Will you also go away? Put to the test, will he also go away? Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure. Oh, this is the two things that we need, isn't it? We need living faith in our hearts, that we might be true believers, believe on the Son of God, and be assured of it. Be assured of it in our hearts. Be confirmed in it. Have our hearts sealed. Have our faith confirmed. Be blessed with the assurance of faith. We believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, what a testimony. What a testimony from dear Simon Peter. The Lord Jesus said in chapter 8 to some of these Jews, we read in verse 13, as he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If ye continue in my word. So there's a beginning in the word of God, and there's a continuing in it. Oh, how vital it is. Oh, that we might have this burden laid upon us to begin, yes, to begin in the things of God. Well, maybe there's a few of you here this evening, oh, that's what you desire, to begin. Oh, that I might begin in the things of God. Oh, the Lord might begin a work in me. Oh, that I might begin to understand something of my sin. Oh, I might begin to understand my need as a sinner in the light of eternity. Oh, that I might begin to understand the seriousness, the consequences of death and the judgment day in eternity. I might... The things of eternity might begin to be a reality to me. Oh, may the Lord so exercise exercise, some of you, that you might begin, those questions might begin to be asked in your hearts. Am I right? Am I ready? Am I prepared? Oh, am I? Am I a real Christian? Am I a Christian? Oh, may there be that need put in your heart. May the Lord so bless your soul that you see what you need as a sinner. Grant you that true conviction in your heart, that you might apply yourself at the mercy seat of Christ and pour out your heart in confession of your sin and be blessed with peace and joy in believing. And that you'll go on to know the Lord. You take up the cross and you begin to profess his name. And you follow on to know the Lord. And as you go on, you're more and more assured. This is the teaching we need. You see, we need, Paul writes to Timothy and he reminds him, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. He's been instructed by his grandmother Lois, by his mother Eunice, by the Apostle Paul himself, by others of the Lord's dear children. And he's been assured of it. What a blessing godly parents have been to many. Oh, what a godly, gracious influence. What a witness their lives have been. What a testimony they've lived out day by day. Oh, may the Lord give us a thankful heart if we have had that godly influence. We've been instructed. May you be thankful for the Sunday school, you children that are in it or have been through it. What a favour to be taught in the things of God. What a privilege to have the Word of God read in your homes, morning and evening. What a favour to have the Word of God in your own language, a copy, maybe even in your own bedroom at home. These are great blessings. We're accountable for the things that we have and have experienced. How diligent we've been. Oh, may those things be a savour of life unto life for us. A favour to come into the house of God and to worship. May it not be the savour of death unto death. May it not be listed against us. What a favour. Paul reminds Timothy, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And he goes on to say, and that from a child hast known the holy scriptures. What a favour. You see the witness, Timothy, you see. I've instructed you. And here I am. I'm at the end of my earthly profession. And I fought a good fight. And I finished my course. And I've kept the faith. Oh, what an encouragement to this young man. May the Lord so encourage you. There's so much to discourage, isn't there? The beginning of the reading of chapter 3, what a discouragement. You're going to see these things. Make no mistake about it. Timothy saw some of these things appearing in his day. in the early church. And beloved friends, have we got better? Have we got better? Has the world got better? Is the world more godly? Oh, we've passed through many different ages. Days of great spiritual revival and outpouring. Days in our own land of great spiritual revival and an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. But time is moving on. And what do we see in and around us that would encourage? You read that list. There are those having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Oh, there's religion around. How much of it is real religion? No, we're not here to point fingers at denominations, churches, other people. We're to lay these things to heart. A form of godliness, but one that denies the power. You know, this comes close. There are those that would be found out in sin. And they're caught, maybe by loved ones, making mistakes in their lives. And the form of godliness, putting on a form of godliness, takes away some of the pain, of the embarrassment of being caught. A form of godliness. There's a regenerating of their character. The things they've done, maybe they're exposed. And deep regret, deep sadness, embarrassment, whatever it is, there's a depth to it. And there's a reforming, there's a putting on of a godly form. A godly character is assumed. With some, it's the beginning of a true work of conviction. I remember reading about my late uncle, Mr. Tom Melling. And he, in conviction of sin, put on a form of godliness. But he had to prove that reformation was not regeneration. He reformed himself. And he did a pretty good job of it. If you read his life, he did a pretty good job of convincing himself that he was a better person, he was a right person, and he went about telling everybody. And he went about telling everybody else that they were wrong. He had this form of godliness. The mercy of God to him was that the Lord didn't leave him there. And that it unraveled, not at the judgment day, not on his deathbed, but while it was the day. And down he went. And empty he came to the feet of Jesus. And there he was brought to real repentance. And there he found that peace of God which passeth all understanding. And he was a reformed character then, and he was regenerated by the Holy Spirit's work. But it's time sometimes which unearths the wheat and the tares. When a field is planted and the wheat begins to grow, It's a keen eye that can spot the difference. Until the time of harvest comes, you look. The wheat has its head bent over. It's fully ripe grain. The tare is still standing proud. Oh, it will be found out. If your religion and mine is not real, if it comes short of the glory of God, if it is a religion that denies the power of God, in other words, the power, the washing away of our sin, has not been known and felt in our hearts, then we'll be found out. Form of godliness, denying the power thereof. Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of. The Lord teaching you, is he? Or are you teaching yourself? Is the Lord teaching you? Or is a book teaching you? Or is the internet teaching you? Who's teaching you? Is the Spirit of the Lord teaching you? Oh, we need to read. Oh, we need to study the Word of God. But we need the Spirit of the Lord to teach us. Because, friends, there are things that we will learn which cannot be learned in a book. Oh, the Lord works in the heart of his people, deep in the heart. It's a work that goes on. Yes, it may be here a little, there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept, but it goes on, and it goes on and on. There is a growing in grace. Don't think that is a growing better, getting better. You're growing in grace. And maybe with you, that will take the form of your feeling of it, of having to go lower and lower. You're growing in grace. Is the Lord showing you that you need him more and more? And you have to marvel more and more. Why would he ever deal with you in the beginning? Why would he ever bless you? Why would he have noticed you? Why would he have bothered to deal with your poor soul? Because you go on in the way and you see less and less in yourself. Less and less in yourself to trust in, to rely on. And more you have to cling and cleave to the Saviour. More and more you know of yourself makes you more bitter over your sin. More and more he shows you your need as a sinner. More and more you praise him. For he does all things well. Oh, there is that growing in grace. It's that continuing in the things that thou hast learned and hast been assured of. Oh, there are those things which you read in the Word of God. Or the things you hear, maybe you come into the house of God and you listen to the sermon, nothing really seems to enter in, maybe you can't really remember much, and then but Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday comes and something happens in your life and it's back. Don't even really necessarily remember sitting there and taking much notice at the time, but it's not the Lord's will for you to know it much on the day, but in the days to come, he takes that which you've heard or what was read to you in the reading, and it's sealed in your heart. It's gone from your head into your heart. You have to live it out. You have to find it as something, some substance in it, something to stand on, something to hope in, something to sustain you under the thing that you're passing through, something that shines a light, something that tells you that the Lord knows and cares, something that confirms you that he knew on Sunday what you were going to face on Thursday. Oh, this is the assurance. This is to be prayed for. Oh, this is the work of the Lord we desire to see and feel and know more and more. Oh, we want this, don't we? Surely, beloved friends, we want this religion. Let this religion be mine, one that I learn. Oh, how teachable are we? How willing to learn are we? If your heart is like mine, I hope it isn't. How at times unwilling we are to learn. But the mercy of God is that he'll teach his children. Oh, make me more teachable, Lord. Is that your prayer? That which I see not, teach thou me. Continue thou in the things that thou hast learned. Timothy had learned to trust in the Lord. Timothy had learned to put his trust in the Lord. He'd been brought there. The Lord had brought him to trust in his name. And what a comfort the writing of this older saint to this younger man, one who was at the end of his journey. I have fought, I have finished, I have kept all in the mercy of God, all by the power of God. Oh, what a testimony. All those things that the Lord was teaching Timothy about himself and about the Lord himself. All those things that were being revealed day by day. The growing in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. But, continue thou, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and be deceived. Timothy, leave that. But people will come into the church. People will be like tares among the wheat. People will come in. Timothy, leave it with the Lord. Yes, they will. The gospel net, it gathers. There'll be the sifting. It's the Lord's work to sift. Timothy, preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. It's the Lord's work. The foundation of God standeth sure, having this sealed. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Timothy, leave it. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for the Lord. Trust in him. Do the work of an evangelist. Preach the fullness of the gospel. And continue to the end. How? Prayer. Day by day. Praying. Leaning on the Lord, trusting in him. Oh, what a blessing prayer is. Beloved friends, the throne of grace. Oh, may we see a need of that throne of grace daily. See the unspeakable mercy that there is one. There is a way. Oh, a place of acceptance for poor sinners. We see the attraction in it, but not just be left to stand and admire it, but apply ourselves at it. Pray the Lord will give you a spirit, a wrestling prayer. You might daily pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. But leave all that. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And what a cloud of witnesses, beloved friends, we have to look back to. May God add his blessing. Amen.
God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting on Saturday afternoon at 2:30 when our friend Mr. Parrish will address the meeting, when we hope to seek the Lord for our nation and for our friends in their great trouble. God willing, Mr. Graham Cottingham will preach next Lord's Day, and Mr. Parrish will preach to us again on Tuesday evening next week. Let us close with hymn 339. Oh, my distrustful heart, how small thy faith appears, but greater, Lord, thou art than all my doubts and fears. Did Jesus once upon me shine, then Jesus is forever mine. Hymn 339.
may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.